MinerallsMinerals.com.
You've got Bradley, Dean, and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he stated this: the choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos. Listen carefully, America. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or rebelliousness. He said, I'm rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it is now, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's governments, not man's governments. But again, this came back in 1902 to 1929, and I suppose people back then were educated enough to know the difference between right and wrong and their left hand and their right hand.
Yeah. I think the difference is that, because I think people nowadays know the difference between right and wrong and the right hand from the left hand. It's just back then the media was held accountable to that standard. That's really all we're battling
against.
And
we're going to be talking about that soon enough, because we've been hitting that very topic, is there has to be an accountability to the press, folks, because they're getting away with propaganda without consequence. And the reason they're getting away with what they're doing today is because the American people are not upholding the standard of right and wrong. What happens is stuff goes out there and people believe it for the most part until they look behind it, if they have a care to know the differences, whether it's true or untrue. We're going to be talking about that next week. That's important. That's really important. As you know, I am the guy that did a prayer May 20th or 24th?
I'm not sure the date, but I know it was
a
Friday.
It was the May 20th of last month. It was a Friday, 2011, that I did a prayer at the state capitol, and there's over 2,000 outlets. Folks, ABC News, CBS News, thousands of outlets. Not one bothered to call me and ask me one question. I just did a Google search on my name. I do that every once in a while just to see what people are doing and saying. And it's all so biased that the writing is on the wall, folks. When I look at it and I look at what they've said and what they've done with my name, it's okay. You know, Jesus Christ made himself of no reputation, and we don't have a reputation neither. We are Christ's business, and he can do what he wills with us for his glory and for his purposes. But to say that, to say this, folks, people have to begin to hold the media responsible. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it, because they're getting away with illegal propaganda, defamation, slander, and the reason they're getting away with it is because people are letting them get away with it. Uh-huh. They know it's not true what they say, but they print it anyways. They try to create a mindset. They try to create evil stories about people. And let me tell you what, stories is exactly what they are. They're contrived, and therefore they're not reporting the facts. They're creating the story that they're going to report. That's called propaganda, folks. But again, you brought up that topic, and we're going to talk about that next week sometime. But before we do that, because we got a quick intro here, I want to give you a story, folks, because what I want to talk about is justice today. It says justice is the guardian of liberty over the top of the Supreme Court building. We have a lot to say in a short amount of time. And here's the story that I want to kick it off with. And it's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy in our country. Listen carefully. And there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death, and on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Well, Major Andrea should have thought about that before he committed a crime against none other than George Washington, and might I add, General George Washington, who understood mercy and judgment. In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied. He must do one or the other. And there seemed to be but one course of pursuit, and his sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth with a flood of tears. He didn't want to do it, but he had to do it. He needed to show mercy to a country by basically eradicating a traitor.
That's right.
You see, George Washington loved his country so much that he knew if he left such an act and it went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well. See, this is why justice is so important. Because if justice is not brought down, the hammer's not brought down, you only encourage tyranny. You only encourage the breeding of crime. You only encourage others to dare God's justice and man's government. However, every generous feeling of George Washington of his nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But did George Washington spare the traitor to the American cause? No, he didn't. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about after this break, is justice is the guardian of liberty. And the last thing we want to do is overlook the answers to establish righteousness, peace, and light in our country, folks. So let's hit the hot topic, and it's an awesome topic. If you're looking for answers, the Sons of Liberty, this is the show for you. Folks, I got to put the plea out there and the fleece out there for you if you want to be a part of the radio show today. The number's 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Go ahead and jump in anytime that you'd like to. And by the way, today is Friday, June 24th, 2011. And in Minnesota, my wife is happy to report, it's very sunny today.
The sun is out.
We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have Bradley and Jake, the guy that we call the other guy. Right before the break, we were setting the stage for justice. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. But the fact of the matter is, bringing forth judgment shows mercy to the masses while you eradicate the criminal.
Mm-hmm. There's always mercy present whenever justice is present. There is never mercy where justice isn't present.
Hopefully we can get into that. Let me go to Isaiah 59, folks. Listen to this carefully. This is directly from the mouth of God. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your lawless deeds before him have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. That's why you need Jesus Christ. He came to save you from your sins, America, not to remain in your sins. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness, opposite of justice, or judgment, or truth. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, they trust in lying words. They conceive mischief and bring forth more iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. It's like what Martin Luther said about lying. You tell one lie, then you have to cover up another lie, then you have to cover up another lie, and it turns into a big snowball. It
comes a way of life.
Yet before it comes back on you. Verse 6, their web shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. They can do what they want, but they're not going to cover themselves with it. They're going to be exposed for who they really are and what they really are. Their works are works of lawlessness, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Hello. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. Why? Because they don't know judgment. Listen to what he says. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. Folks, I say this time and time and time again. You listen to people on the radio 24/7 complaining about the same. By the way, they're all on the same talking points. It's like someone just gave them a bone. And as they lead, so they follow. As they're led, so they follow. You listen to the radio and you listen to the news, and what is it? It's nothing but a lack of judgment, a lack of peace, a lack of lawfulness, a lack of judgment. And the Lord says, this is why the way of peace they know not, and there is no judgments in their goings. That's why they don't know the way, way of peace. It's they complain about what they tolerate. They have made them crooked paths, and whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Either you stay in the light, or you partake with the darkness, and you stay in the darkness. There is no in-between. The Lord says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Verse 9, therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold, obscurity, darkness, or lack of light. We grope for the wall like the blind, like we don't know what the answers are. We grope as if we had no eyes when we have eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We walk around in circles saying, geez, what's the problem? What's the problem? How come you never hear anybody ask what the answers are? You know, again, let me remind America that if it wasn't for some of these talking points and constantly complaining about the problems that are going on out there, and leaving off your duty, they never tell you what it is that you need to do to bring about the resolve. They just keep talking about the problem so they have a job tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day. Talking about all the problems. The question I have, America, is where are you in judgment to bring an end of the problems that we have on a consistent basis in this country? It's as if you don't want peace. It's as if you don't want resolve. And God has already told us the way of peace. And that's through judgment. Verse 12, for our transgressions are multiplied before God, and our sins testify against us. They do, because we tolerate them. For our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities, our lawless deeds. We know them. We know what the problem is. Everybody complains about politicians 24/7. Oh, you can't believe them. You can't believe them. You can't believe them. Well, if you know that they're found out, if you know that they're liars, then deal with the liar. Bring forth judgment. Remove them. Impeach them. Vote them out. You know, it's interesting, America, and I say this with all truthfulness, and by experience, I can tell you this firsthand, that if you look at what's going on through the media right now, whoever they're attacking is probably the one that is telling you the truth. They are the ones that are standing up for your posterity. They are the ones that are standing up for justice. They are the ones that are standing up for the republic. And when the press is continuously attacking you left and right, those are the ones that are doing the right stuff. Those are the ones telling you the truth. That's how backwards you become in this country. Verse 14, judgment is turned away backwards. That's what I just exemplified. And justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street. Why, America? Because you've allowed it to fall in the street. And equity cannot enter. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw, and it displeased him, that there was no judgment. But what of the man that does bring forth judgment? The Bible says his arm shall be brought unto salvation. The Lord will wrought salvation in that man, liberation. And his righteousness, it sustained that man that brought forth judgment. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Verse 18 says, when the man of God stands up, or the American patriot that's on God's side, you can't have it one way or the other. They're two in one. They're one and the same. The Bible says that the Lord will repay them according to their deeds. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To his islands he will recompense. He will repay them to their face. You know, it's interesting when I talk at church, when I talked at church last night, I was looking at the flock that we had. And I said, well, when you're born of the Spirit and you're truly a Christian, what kind of fruit do you bring forth? What kind of fruit falls from your branches? Because if you read John 15, it talks about bearing much fruit. That's how Christ is glorified. Well, listen to this. When we are truly born of the Spirit, this is what it brings. After a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. He goes on, yeah, what clearing of yourselves from offending God. Yeah, what indignation towards the sins that put Christ up on the cross. And yeah, what fear. Not fear, terror-stricken fear, but as a son to a father. Yeah, what vehement desire. I'm on fire. The Bible says that we're ministers made of the flames of fire. Yeah, what zeal. Zeal for what? The kingdom of God. Yeah, what revenge? Revenge on what? Darkness. Folks, I want to say this before I hit this next portion, because it's really important that you hear this story. Talking about justice. Brooks Douglas and his sister Leslie grew up in a home filled with love, compassion, and faith. Their father Richard was a leader in the Baptist Church. Their mother, Marilyn, was a woman of faith and talent, turning down a scholarship to the renowned Juilliard School to join Richard in the Brazilian mission field. They were pastors. On their return, Brooks, age 16, and Leslie, age 12, Richard became a pastor of a large church in Oklahoma City. And October 15, 1979, Brooks opened the door of their modest family home to what he believed was a man in need. The man, a drugged-up drifter named Glenn Ake, was joined by his partner, Stephen Hatch. They pulled out guns, tied up the Douglas family, and repeatedly raped the little 12-year-old girl, and they shot all four of the family members and left them for dead. Richard and Marilyn died at the scene. Brooks and Leslie, the two kids, recovered from their wounds, but their ordeal had just begun. Ake and Hatch were caught, tried, and in 1980, they were sentenced to death. But for the next 16 years, however, the suffering rolled on as a legal system created to protect the rights of the accused dragged the Douglas children time after time to testify in court and relive that night. It was continuously bad news for Brooks and Leslie, the two kids, forced to sell their family home and possessions to pay medical bills. Brooks struggled through high school and college, repeatedly failing out, drinking heavily, and giving bouts of rage. Leslie, once a beauty queen with a beautiful voice, fought to put her life back together. She dealt with reoccurring nightmares and struggled in relationships. In 1986, another retrial, Ake was convicted again but received life in prison instead of death. The other one was actually put to death. And when Brooks was asked after the death penalty on one of the family murderers, he said, there's closure, there's peace. Yes, because it's God's peace. Folks, we're going to continue on this thought right when we get back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. One more time, I'm going to fleece the number out there. If you want to be a part of today's show, please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about a family in Oklahoma, Brooks and Leslie, Father Richard and Mother Marilyn. Brooks opened the door of their modest family home to what he believed was a man in need. The man, a drugged-up drifter named Glenn Ake. He chose to do drugs, was joined by his partner, Stephen Hatch. They pulled out guns, tied up the Douglas family, repeatedly assaulted Leslie, a 12-year-old girl. They both raped her repeatedly and shot all four family members and left them for dead. The legal system knows what they did, because they confess to it, but for 16 years they keep bringing through the cycle of the messed up legal system, retrial after retrial, because the legal system wanted to defend the criminal more than they wanted to defend the victim. That's how backwards America has become. It's interesting that the father and the mother died at the scene, but yet the two kids, they were forced to sell the family home and their possessions to pay the medical bills. As a matter of fact, the little 12-year-old girl had to raise her own money to pay for the rape test. And in 1986, Ake was convicted but received life in prison instead of death. You know, America, he just couldn't help himself. You know, we need to be more merciful with those that kill other people. He received a life sentence in prison, America, because you tolerate it. He raped a 12-year-old girl and shoots all four of them and leaves them for the dead. And every day of his life, you pay for this criminal, not only before God, but before man. You pay for three meals, a bed, a gym, a television, and a whole mess of friends in prison. What's he alive for? What's his purpose? It's called bureaucracy, America. Brooks, the young man that lived through it, earned his law degree and at age 27 became the youngest state senator in Oklahoma history, where he passed a series of victims' right bills. Give me a break. More rights are shown to the criminal than the victim.
Yep.
Brooks saw Ake requested a chance to talk to the man who destroyed his family. And after Brooks, the victim, met the murderer in prison, Brooks forgave him of his crime. Praise God that he forgives him. Hey, we're all forgiven. We're all sinners saved by grace. Praise God for that. You know, because Steve Ake, he's sorry for what he did. In other words, when he said he was sorry, he knew exactly the choice that he was making when he violated those four innocent victims. He knew what he did, yet the legal system in America put two victims through retrial after retrial after retrial, reliving that day because they wanted to protect the criminal, the offender, more than they wanted to protect the innocent. Sounds much like the 55 million babies that have been aborted in this country. That is equivalent to three New York cities, America. What you leave undone, America, God will judge. Don't forget that. 78% of America professes Christianity, yet we tolerate these crimes in our back door and then wonder when Jesus is coming back. You have got to be kidding me. And let me tell you, in the book of Revelations, when he does come back, how does he come back? In wrath. Oh, surely that's not my Jesus. No, surely you don't have ears to hear the word of God because you're not born of his spirit. You know, it's pretty awesome that Brooks can forgive the man that killed his family, his mom and his dad, and raped his sister. But you know what, folks? Let me say this. Before you think I'm too uncompassionate and merciless, where's the mercy, Bradley? Let me ask you something, America. Where is the mercy?
And who does it belong to?
What about the victims? Isn't that interesting? Just think about that. Crime would be deterred, America, if you restored and mandated justice in your system. 11,000 people a year are killed through drinking and driving because in America they would rather dare the justice system than conform to it. But, you know, they probably just can't help themselves, right, America? Oh, you know, we just all make mistakes, don't we, America? Yeah, on somebody else's dime. You know, we have a drug problem in America, and it's interesting, America, you have a problem with a lot of illegal immigrants in this country, because if it wasn't for the Americans buying the drugs, they wouldn't be coming here in the first place. Kids wouldn't be kidnapped. People wouldn't be killed in America if Americans weren't buying drugs. See how God testifies to the face of the guilty? The most dangerous place in America is in the womb today, folks. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. I'm not looking for forgiveness, folks. Although God granted me forgiveness, praise God for it, but with that repentance towards him, my sins put him on the cross. When I'm sorry for that, I do everything to take vengeance upon the sins that put him there. Just like I'm not going to go to Arlington Cemetery and fraternize with the people that killed our boys and our girls. Let me say it again. I'm not looking for forgiveness. I'm looking for prevention, because prevention is better than cure. And that word is called justice. A kid just a couple days back on the front page of the paper here in Minnesota, he was on the front page with a smirk on his face, and he told people before he went and killed two clerks in Iowa that you're going to see me in the news. He knew what he was going to do. And he knew once he killed those people, he was going to be treated like a citizen in prison. And then hopefully in 7 years, he'll be able to get out and do it all over again, America. Same thing with the guy that doesn't understand no when he drinks and drives and kills a family. Just give him 3 to 7 years, he'll be out to do it again, because he still doesn't understand no. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, then love wounds itself by killing justice. I'm asking you the question, why is it that there's more mercy shown to the criminals than the victims in this country? That's judgment backwards. It's completely turned backwards. You know, back in the 1800s, if you murdered, they hung you publicly. To put the fear of God and the fear of government before the eyes of the people, that they would not commit the crime. Now Hollywood promotes it. And then when kids commit the crimes, you wonder why they did it. Well, who allowed them to be taught how to commit the crime? Man, if you want to talk about the movie production code, you can go back to 1968 and see that's completely different too. They lowered the stop signs on that system as well. No, just go ahead and put out there whatever you want to. And then when we're lawless and we're killing each other and babies are aborted.
What happened?
Yeah, you know, take down those, shall not kill. You know, that's unconstitutional, says some corrupt tyrant.
It's taking away our rights.
The bench. Oh, but you know, here's the question. And let me put next to that question mark an exclamation point. That's pretty stinking extreme, isn't it? That your government wants to force you to pay taxes to kill babies? No, that's what it is. It's murder of an unborn baby. Well, we don't know if it's a human being or not. Well, what are you? Proverbs 6 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. We know his perfect will. He's given us the Bible. He's given us the word. We know the difference between right and wrong. And you're accountable for what you know. We go to sleep in this country every day, America, knowing that 3,700 babies are going to be aborted tomorrow. Oh, that's so condemning. Yeah, I know it is. It's terrible, isn't it? It's condemning to the righteous. Of what the wicked tolerate. You know, one of the questions I have to ask the American people is, where are the preachers standing up doing their job? Where are they at? They're tucking tail. Babies are being aborted. Now they're debating about, should they let men marry men and women marry women? That's not for them to say. If they're ordained by the standard of the word of God and they violate that word, then they're heretical. They need to be sent to exile. Get out. You're not a part of us. You're not the church. You're not the light of the world. You're not the salt of the earth. You are not. Talking about justice. Folks, we're looking for justice, not apologies. You guys have an administration in this country because of what you tolerate. You complain about what you tolerate. You have show hosts that are getting paid millions of dollars every day of the week as they simply make a mockery out of the crimes that those in this administration commit towards you. And you listen to them. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back after this break. We're going to stay on the theme of justice, because we're looking for justice, America, not excuses or apologies. We'll come right back after this break, and remember what I said, and listen to me carefully. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, then love wounds itself by killing justice.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just walking around the office here and talking to the crews, and they are saying back to me, you know what, I'm tired of it too. I'm tired of what the hippies have allowed. I'm tired of what the free love generation has brought forth. Nothing but a bunch of lawlessness. I'm tired of what the preachers are allowing on a daily basis. It's called iniquity. And the Lord says that he'll take them out of the way. I was thinking about the piece last week about extremity and how extreme Bradley D is. I'm extreme for judgment so we have freedom and justice in our society so we can live like normal people and we can have something called that we've never known, peace. You know, there's a judge in Cambridge, Minnesota that will not tolerate drinking and driving, America. And you know what happens? All the partiers stay away from his county. That judge loves his country so much, he's so extreme that he will not tolerate crime in his county. He doesn't want people killed in his county. He doesn't want people breaking the law because he knows that the law is set to establish liberty, as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said. Liberty is only found in what the law permits. I don't know if it's just me or not, but government's purpose is to restrain men from sin, quote unquote. That's a fact, AccuJack. Sin is breaking God's commandments, 1 John 3:4. Folks, now listen to this so you understand. The fear of government towards crime is only there to deter men from committing crimes against the government and its people. I'm not talking about oppressive government. I'm talking about a moral government in which we have, which is based on the Mosaic Institution in this country, based off of man's or God's Ten Commandments. Proverbs 28 says, a king sitteth in the throne of judgment to scatter away all evil, not to tolerate it. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheels over them. What happens when you have a wicked king? You have to deal with them. You have to hold his feet to the fire. You don't tolerate it. You don't mock it. You don't make jokes out of it. Because while everybody's mocking on conservative radio today, someone's eating the pill. And at length, they will too. Yeah. Ralph, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, I like some of the things you say, and I dislike some of the things you say.
Okay.
I like what you say about the fear of God.
Okay.
Because, you know, that is to have the fear of God is the first step in coming into the truth.
That's right.
Which most people don't have. But you just made another statement there about this government of ours being a moral government. Did I understand that right?
A moral government, correct.
You're way off base there.
Oh, could you share, please, Ralph?
Well, this government hasn't been moral since after the founding of it. It has gone corrupt.
Well, that's right.
You know, wait a minute, just let me say something here. I'm not trying to run your show or anything, but, you know, we were founded as all of us to be kings in this country, not the kings as the world would know kings, but kings as in charge of ourselves.
Kings and priests,
and our property. Okay,
and
under that kingship, we have the right to take and bear justice.
That's right.
Okay?
Yep.
Now people have gotten so lazy and they don't use the common sense as one of the greatest gifts God given us.
That's right.
Besides his son.
Yep.
And you know what? They've turned over their responsibilities and everything to other people, which a lot of these other people work their way. You got to understand, evil, that's why Christ tried to explain to Pontius, you know, my kingdom is not of this world, otherwise my followers will rise up and take me back. Because it's not of this world. This world is of Satan, and that's why God makes it so clear that when it comes back, he's going to change it all.
Okay. But he also gives us the opportunity.
Wait a second, what does his church do then, Ralph? Do they just sit around and wait for Jesus to come back?
No.
Okay,
no.
We're
supposed to be watchmen on the wall. We're supposed
that's right.
to take and do what God commands. It says,
that's
like
right.
if the wise man would have been home, his home wouldn't have been broken into.
That's exactly right.
He would have kicked butt and took names.
That's
and
right.
We probably saw the guy, depending on the mercy of the individual who caught the thief, you know, having justice dispensed to him in the front yard.
Well, that's where right. do we that's differ that. Here, Ralph? I'm sitting here looking at Jake right now saying, okay, so we're saying the same thing. I'm trying to figure out where we have a moral here.
We have a moral government. That's not saying that the individuals involved in the government are moral. There's two different scenarios there. It's just like a Bible is good and it's great, but if used wrongfully, it can be used in all the wrong means.
That's
our
right.
government is good, and our government is moral because of the way it was established.
The men
the
are bad, and
values.
They need to be kept in check.
You got that right. They need to be kicked out, and they need to be dealt
there.
With.
Again, you're wrong because we do have God's word in our Bible, but we do have other Bibles that have been adulterated.
Yeah,
okay,
of course,
but Ralph,
that's not God's word then.
Ralph, you're kind of shooting yourself with me, dude, because I'm sitting here listening to you and I'm saying, we're saying the same thing. What are we saying different?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when you say moral government, there is no moral government here.
Well,
you
that's
know,
why we have to reestablish
actually
it.
The government.
Ralph, mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Government, if they're immoral, it's because the church has allowed them to become immoral.
Yeah, but most of the churches are immoral because they're 501c3. They've taken and allowed the state to be the head of the church.
So, okay.
Where Christ plainly
okay.
says he's the head.
You're exactly right. You are exactly right. But, Ralph, where are we missing this thing? We're saying the same thing.
Well, I just think that there's a little bit of a wordplay there that I don't agree with. And, you know, because when I come out and witness around here, I'm really disliked around here, which is fine with me.
I like you.
You on Michigan?
Well, Ralph, you're a kick in the pants.
Too.
And at least
but
you
it's
called.
It's fine with me because, you know what, it keeps people away from me that I don't want around me. Because I found that, you know what, if you play in the mud, you get dirty.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you don't go to the mud and witness the truth.
But let me say this. Let me say this. Leonard Ravenhill was right when he said this. The greatest miracle man can perform, that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation.
And keep him holy.
That's
in
exactly
unholy
right.
Situation.
We're
well,
called to the world.
Where Jesus Christ went to let's call it the pub for the sake of argument. And he was talking to the tax collector, and all the other apostles are like, oh my goodness, what's he doing in there with him?
Yep.
He went in there to talk to him, to witness to him. He didn't go in there to partake in the drink and in the party. He went in there to talk to him, witness to him, and call him out.
Seek and save them that which is lost. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's why we're on conservative talk radio.
Okay, now, Ralph, for the sake of time, I want to ask you a question. Who's supposed to hold the government's feet to the fire if not us?
The people are, that's who. The people are. That's where where I was trying to get going.
And who's going to hold the moral standard in society,
the people have gotten
right?
so lazy, they've turned everything over. You know, these laws. You know, God's laws is more than enough laws. I mean, it's plain and simple.
That right.
You go and do damage to somebody's property, what does the Bible say? You look in the Old Testament. It says you pay for it.
That's right.
If you go and hurt, break your neighbor's arm for some reason, whether or not it's your fault, if it was your fault because the situation happened because of you, let's say, but it was an accident, even though it was an accident, you're responsible to help that person get their crops in or whatever and take care of his family until that arm is repaired.
That's the fulfilling of the law. If we won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, we'll listen to man's 10,000.
But you see what I'm saying? Man's laws are just compounded.
Yeah.
It's just like, what was that, 5-10 years ago where they, you can't have a gun anymore, go shoot anybody in the White House or the Senate. Remember that when they had that shooting there?
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Wait a minute. I thought it was illegal to go shoot somebody from malice anyway.
Period. That's right. Blackstone said that unless your law squares with the moral law God or the laws of nature, it's not really law. It has no enforcement authority. So that's where we need to keep our laws from. So man's laws can only be a reflection of God's laws and how we extend them. For instance, God doesn't talk about helicopters in the Bible, but we can take and apply those moral laws that are in the Bible and apply it to present-day senses. Another thing, too, is we've got to understand is the church's job is to hold there to be the moral compass of society, Ralph. And so,
John
simply
Adams said
put,
that.
We have an institution right now that is great. We just need to apply it with our moral standards in the light that we do have. So we have a moral government system. What we have is immoral people. Let's remove them. We still have the same position and mechanism.
And that responsibility is up to us. Not only is it responsibility, it's duty.
Yep,
that is
duty.
Our duty to do that. And I think that's exactly what's going on across the country today. One more
that's exactly
thing, too.
What's going on.
The standard is the risen Christ, not man's fallen nature.
Yep.
That's why you have man's 10,000 commandments, because they won't listen to God's 10 commandments. And the other thing with that too is the standard of love. Christ is the standard of love because God is love. And by the way, talking about law, that law in love is the fulfilling of that law.
That's right.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I'm still kind of lost here with Ralph.
He misunderstood the wordplay, but I've just reiterated it like 3 times. The institution of government is very moral, and it's given to us from God. It's
totally.
Those that
just because they're immoral, that shows the deviation. Mm-hmm. The straight stick is the law that they're supposed to abide by. If they fail, God did not, man did.
It shows there's no more binding authority when the government becomes immoral. The people, that's why the founders threw off the shackles of King George and said, this isn't moral government. It's not government ordained by God, thus we don't obey it.
Again, government is an extension of what we allow them to be, folks. We the people. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. And God bless you. Have a good day. And hopefully it's sunny where you're at as well. See ya.
Strong old tree, and we are the sun.